Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Awakenings. This is your host, Michelle Mache. We're living in an unprecedented time, a time of expanding consciousness, global expansion, personal and individual development and expansion. And this is what Awakenings is about. Awakenings was born out of a vision, out of my guides coming to me saying, you need to track these changes. There's a converging flow that is happening. What is this converging flow? It means more and more of us are waking up. I know if you're listening to this now that you're living awake or you're waking up and saying there's more to life, there's more going on. You're living more from your true potential. And so Blog Talk Radio actually is a great example of this because people are wanting to express more from their true self, more from their true nature, wanting to connect. I mean, I talk to people all over the world. Awakenings actually originally aired and still is broadcast from Cosmic Dimensions Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific time and 10 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. And I wanted to expand it and to be able to connect with others and see how are you awakening? How are you experiencing this converging flow? How is this awakening happening in your life? I really want to hear about it. I want to hear from you, and I want this show to be your show, this to be your program to track these shifts and changes. Also a place for support and to, as we connect in, we actually begin to raise our vibrational frequency and reinforce that raised vibrational frequency. How do we do this? There's different tools, methods, music, connections, meditation. And so this is a place to really connect into awakening and to live more awake. I think we have actually a caller coming in, so I'm going to check on that. And caller number one. Hello? Okay, it looked like someone was had called in. Today we have astrologer, numerologist, and transpersonal hypnotherapist Diane Lerner, and we're going to be chatting a bit about what's happening metaphysically and astrologically right now on the planet, and even more specifically, nationally, globally, and in the political arena. Because a lot of people don't realize, but the external changes that you see that are happening on the planet, whether earth changes or political changes, all have spiritual undertones to them. It all comes of spirit. It all comes from that divine flow or oneness, that source. It's all that pranic life force energy just taking different forms, different manifestations. So what happens is it manifests through the stock market. The stock market's based on emotions. It's not really based on what's happening, what's real, because we live in an abundant universe, right? We're divinely connected to the all that is. But emotions, what we perceive, what we think, that is also what's been happening in the political arena. Certain people's ideas, certain groups of people, their ideas are what has been, in a sense, running the show. So you can see how the shift is happening even in those arenas. I remember when at one point just regular people could not really trade. You had to be on the floor. You had to go through a broker. Now we do it online. You can trade online. So that to me also reflects this converging flow. It reflects the Aquarian age that we're in, this new age where it's more of the individual being able to express, not just a few. And in light of that, we need the tools we need that can track this, but we also need the tools that express this. We need to be able to have new systems of thought. We need to be able to have new relating patterns, new ways of being that reflect this consciousness. And living awake, you begin to realize that you are enlightened. You are in light. You are already enlightened. Now, to me, the idea is, what do you want to do with this? How do you want to live this? That's the idea. Hi, caller 111. Are you there? I see that there's a caller, but I don't hear anyone. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, maybe you will come back online. Okay. This is your show. So if I, you know, as I have people that are calling in or connecting in, or whether you're sending me, you know, instant messages or emails, let me know what you want to hear about and what this transition has been for you. I know a lot of people that I've been talking to, actually even guests that I've been interviewing for this Awakenings, what I keep hearing is, I can't live my life like I used to. I can't live my life how I used to. It seemed to be too narrow for me, too tight, if you will. I know there's something more that I'm meant to be doing. These are the questions a lot of people are asking. They're asking, what do I need to be doing now? What is my true expression? What is my soul's expression? What is my true purpose? My perception is, if you already know that you're a spiritual being, you know, that you're this pranic life force energy, that you're this spiritual essence that goes on, and you're in this form, this life, we have this life, to me that the question is easy. It's not about searching for who you are. It's about, now, how do I want to express this? How do I want to live this? And then from that place, to me, the possibilities really open up. Now, one phenomenon that for me that's been really interesting in this whole paradigm shift, this whole awakening or mass awakening, it's not that it hasn't been happening. It has been happening. However, it's now happening more and more readily and more obviously and more in mainstream arenas and mainstream consciousness. You can see more of the results of the inner shifting or the subtle energy shifting that's been going on for many, 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 many years. We had, hello, caller, are you on the line? Caller 111? Okay. There's a caller on the line, but they're not, I've got them unmuted, but anyway, so maybe they'll just listen. And there they went. Okay. They hung up. So next one. Lines are open. Since the harmonic convergence of the late 80s, 87, 88, we've had at that time an impulse or influx of energy, a pulsation of light energy that happened every year, every two and a half years, and then every year. About in 2003, when we actually really started moving into the quote-unquote Aquarian age, this light intensified, where we had what was called portals of light, or a gateway that we would be going through. In this gateway or this portal of light, this intensification of energy that started to happen also brought with it a lot of natural disasters or catastrophes of a larger level. And a lot of you, you can actually even track that and notice that, Earth, air, wind, fire, you can track on a larger level these, I hate to use the word disasters, but happenings, would be occurring. And what happens in these gateways or these portals of light is that this intensification that happens, which we all kind of wanted, we all prayed for, we all meditated for, to be able to, have more light infused on the planet and within us, to connect more to the light body and expand our consciousness, our awareness, raising our vibrational frequency. And all that is good. I mean, all that was good in theory. I mean, it is still good. I mean, it's great in the bigger scheme of things or bigger plan. However, what it does do is more light causes things to speed up. You know, how many of you are saying, things are speeding up now? There's more intensity. We're doing more. More is happening on the planet. We're required to do more. We're more stimuli that's coming up. That is that light energy, that intensification. But also more light stirs things up. Whatever is hidden within the subconscious or collective unconscious begins to raise up more shadow material. I don't know if any of you recall a few weeks ago, each gateway portal of light is every May, June, and November, December, right around that time period. And because it's with the subtle energy, it's not exact. But a couple weeks ago, people losing it, you know, arguing, blow-ups, a lot of intense energy, just very uncomfortable. However, if you're aware and doing your, you know, inner work, you will, you know, not have as much of that. You'll be more stabilized, if you will. And that's really, in a way, what using these tools or spiritual tools that a lot of people are talking about and we're going to talk about actually on the show and actually have people call in to be able to, you know, relay their take on this, their take on this converging flow, their take on their personal and collective awakening and what they're doing with it. It's having people come on that can reflect that and share their path, their process, and, you know, how it's changed their life and what they're doing. So if you're keeping emotionally clear, you know, whether through meditation, alpha theta clearing, healing, hypnotherapy, repatterning, if you're releasing those limits, because what the light does is it literally is like a, you know, tsunami or hurricane. It's that Uranian energy that's like a lightning bolt that comes in and just jogs everything up, you know, just stirs it up, just disrupts it. So if someone's operating from too limited thoughts or ideas, too limited patterns, then what happens is that you have this major disruption. Okay, let's see if the caller is back. Hello? Caller 111? You're on Awakenings. Hello, caller, you're on Awakenings. Okay, well, they're trying and we're trying. Hi, caller 111, you're on Awakenings. This is Michelle. Okay, we should have also Diane Lerner will be calling in and giving her take on this mass awakening.
I'm here.
Oh, great. Hi.
Hi there.
So we have, I don't know if you heard a little bit of the show, what we were talking about.
Yes.
A little bit of. Oh, you did. Great.
Yes.
Great. A little
awesome.
Bit on this.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, you're loving it?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit on the gateway, the portal of light, and which, you know, I touched a tad bit on the astrology. You're more expert in that than I, so... What I want to ask you, Diane, is mm-hmm. whether metaphysically or astrologically, that what do you make of it having these two candidates that we have?
Well, I think that it's very interesting in that there was talk about both candidates, John McCain and Barack Obama, as being kind of similar to an extent in terms of being more middle of the road or more moderates, as they would call them. I think one candidate tends to lean more in that direction, but even which would be Barack Obama, mm-hmm. but even John McCain has his reputation, which is revealed in his astrology chart, which I have been studying as of late.
mm-hmm.
And so he does bring with him the tradition, which is very pronounced in his chart, and yet he also has the bigger picture, which, of course, we would expect that from a presidential candidate, someone who's going to run our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have it in the last one.
Actually, good point.
What happened?
We're streamlining here. We're narrowing down. We're getting to the best of the... the cream of the crop, I guess, as they would say. So, yes, I think this is quite a breakthrough, having a presidential candidate of a new nationality. Certainly would make it more interesting, to say the least. And then, of course, we've had our first female candidate nominated, which was quite another big breakthrough for our country. So, yeah, I think it's time. I think it's a reflection of where our collective is at this time.
You know, it's interesting. I was on a show the other day on LA Talk Radio. I was interviewed, and I guess the host had had Walter Starkey on before, a great metaphysician and old-timer, probably in his 70s or something, maybe. And I guess he, in his own way, was talking about this converging flow also in this whole mass awakenings, because the show that I was on was Inside Out, and the host kept saying, oh, Walter Starkey said that, or, you know, things that I said. He'd say, oh, you know, Walter said this, or you got to connect with him. You know, he's right on the same page or wavelength. But one of the things that he said was that we're moving in a time of no secrets. We're not going to be able to have secrets anymore. That's what this Aquarian age is about, this global universal shifting. And I wondered what, you know, and like I said earlier about the Bush moving out of the, you know, and I hate, he definitely had his place. He represented what that old era, that old patriarchal era, Piscean era, things were more hidden. How do you see that with between Barack and McCain, that there's this idea of no secrets?
The idea of no secrets. Well, I think that it's something that's going to continue to be at work. I think there will continue to be exposures, so to speak. In terms of, well, you know, it's interesting because everyone has their shadow or their, you know, the side that they're working on in this lifetime. You know, the issues, as we call them, right? The issues. When it comes to, you know, prominent figures like these guys, I think it's probably going to be requiring more more honesty on their part. You know, I think that we are going to be less tolerant of, you know, the greed, you know, the ego, the things that are corrupting our country and just, you know, are continuing to corrupt. I think we'll have less tolerance for that. You know, as our generations progress, we also are seeing, and hence the new paradigm, you know, the younger generation these days, they're just coming in with kind of a different different makeup. You see what I'm...
Well, I always say, we laid the groundwork, though, for the consciousness, right? All this inner work we've been doing. And those of you that are listening, hey, it hasn't been for naught. You know, all your emotional stuff you had to handle, all your meditation, all those retreats and... you know, it's in the resonant field now. And now, by the chart, Barack's chart and McCain, I think McCain's a little peachy. He's just kind of old, you know, he's like the old paradigm. But
definitely more traditional, without a doubt.
Yeah. From which of the two charts does it seem that one would be less, perhaps, secretive and more into the idea of truth or revealing?
That's a loaded question.
I know. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We can do that.
That's right. I'll keep that in mind. HBO Radio. Well, you know, on the one hand, I'm going to have to lean. Now, did you ask if there's one that's favoring that perspective?
What is, because by the chart, I know that's a lot that you can see, especially because you did my progress chart the other day for the show, and I'm like, wow, everything I'm going through is like totally revealed. It makes sense, you know, from word to word.
You know, I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to have to lean towards Barack. You know, he's got a makeup that is really more open, more, what's the word I'm looking for? He has a combination of themes in his chart that not only suggest the strong leadership, but, and I don't know if this even answers the question, or maybe we'll get to the answer to the question by going through this, but he has a humanitarianism that is also allowing him to move into, he's a huge communicator, for one thing, huge emphasis on communications. And he has the power and the leadership within himself to relate to foreign countries, to international relations is what I'm getting at, which I think is so needed.
Now, what sign is Barack Obama? What's his, like, main,
his,
you know, sun,
his
moon, sun rise?
Sign, his sun sign is Leo.
Okay.
His moon is in Gemini. And he's got, again, this is all pending, the current birth times, the accepted birth times.
Okay.
The current info that we have here on file that's made accessible to the public. So we're looking at someone who has tremendous potential for leadership, a lot of fixed and determination energy, lots of charisma in terms of dealings with the public, hence the Leo. He also has a really strong work ethic. Those Leo planets, which he has a stellium, he has three, not to get too technical, in the house of work, sixth house of Virgo. So he's certainly not afraid to work hard.
Now, I'm looking at his chart here, and I notice the part of fortune is in Sag in the 10th. And isn't the 10th house have to do with public life and being more out there? Isn't that?
Yes. And also Sagittarius would suggest in the house of career and like you said, the dealing with the public, very much the inspiration, the inspirational speaker, the visionary, which even his life path in numerology is an 11-2.
Wow. He's got a master number then.
Yeah, I've got a master number. So very much the visionary, very much the individualist, and in a lot of ways also, which I think is very important, he's the practical idealist. He's been called idealistic. You know, there's been talk about that part of his nature.
But yet you say practical. So where
yes, and
idealism
I'm integrating and that with another part of his chart. Again, you know, wanting to synthesize it all. He was born with an aspect. It's Jupiter conjunct Saturn, which those two energies are very different. One is dealing with expansion, and one is dealing with contraction. And when they're together, it creates a an ability to integrate polarities.
Which is kind of what
really
he's doing.
Profound.
It's kind of what he's doing, really, in the whole, in his message and the whole.
Yes,
and what
that is a part
doing,
of
right?
his message. I think a big part of his message is not only you know, wanting to inspire and create change, but also you know, coming from that place of you know, integrating and bringing people together. And it's interesting because in a lot of ways, I'm jumping around a little bit here, but he's got his most elevated planet is Neptune in Scorpio in the 9th. And that would suggest, and it actually makes a challenging aspect to his sun, which would create the dreamer, the idealist. But I still think that with the Earth in his chart, he is going to be able, and the fixity, he has a lot of fixed planets, he's going to be able to manifest his dreams in terms of, you know, the ideas. And And such a powerful chart for relations, relating to different people, different backgrounds, and negotiating. The seventh house really emphasizes cooperation, negotiating. His north node is there. I mean, he's to excel in that area of public relations.
Mm-hmm.
So I think really wanting to, you know, go to the tables, you know, internationally and actually make an effort to, you know, to resolve
mm-hmm.
the issues.
You know, I'm wondering, Diane, with that, because I love the part of fortune. I know a lot of people don't talk about that in the North Node for me. I mean, it to me kind of points
mm-hmm.
the way.
But exactly.
that it's in Sag, right, that reflects other cultures, other people.
Yes.
Tenth house. I mean, in part of, and what you're telling me, too, with that 11-2 energy, the master number of 11, which is really about humanity, and then you've got the 2 with relationships, you know,
yes.
the one-on-one like you're talking about.
The sensitivity as well.
Yeah, it sounds like what you're saying, too, that the international is big for him. It's not just
yeah.
national. It's really about, you know, a global connecting, and it's actually in his chart and his fortune
yeah.
there. His fortune would be there, and he would be fortunate for others there.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's just that he has such a, I mean, I don't know about you, but I just think we need to really have someone this time who's going to make more of an effort, who's going to try harder at bringing about some peace in our international dealings.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, too,
more
if
of
you
an
look
effort.
Yeah, and if you look, too, at the whole idea with the Aquarian age, the tolerance, the self-expression, that there's more individualized expression that is good for the collective or of service,
mm-hmm.
You know, more abundance, more money. You know, I know people think in this economy you can't do it, but you can. I mean, there's so many options right now. It's really not about the old shadow material of us and them or enemy, you know, this person's an enemy, fight them, get them. It's so, our life is becoming much bigger than that.
Yeah.
Especially
broader.
Between now, right, broader, but especially between now, you know, everyone listening, the push is on between now and 2012. It's not that, you know, the end of the world is 2012. It's the end as we know it, meaning that by that time, we have to have these new people in and these new structures. And you can see it in the mid-90s, all this cottage industry, all these small businesses open, people working more individually. I look at you, what you do, what I do. I work a lot by phone. You know, I've got clients all over the world. I travel, and I'm, you know, playing around with these shows. It's that enlightened living. And I agree with you, we can't have somebody in that is old paradigm petty. We're moving. Don't you think we're moving into a space of more tolerance? We have to be tolerant.
Yes.
Of other people, the religion, flexibility.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, that's been the problem all along, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I always say, I mean, people that are really intolerant, you know, or these people that are overly, you know, what I guess you want to call them right wing or right minority or, you know, whatever. Just I don't even like to get into that. But what I find is those people really are not happy with their life and self-expressing. They're not tapped into their creative expression. And so they look outside to try to change others and tell them what to do. They have less tolerance because they're not, I don't know, what is your thought of that? They're not inwardly fulfilled.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that it goes back to, you know, sometimes someone having such a fixity on the way it should be, you know, projecting that out onto others and creating limitation for everyone around them, you know, projecting that down from, you know, like a corporate level or within the home. It's
'cause I know
it's definitely a very limited philosophy.
Yeah, I know I'm so fulfilled and busy in my life. I have a lot of tolerance. And hence a lot of peace. I mean, it's okay if people disagree with me or what I'm doing or my thoughts because
yes.
I'm fulfilled, you know, and I can see that they're fulfilled in whatever their game is or their trip is, you know, they're doing what they, you know, which brings up, too, I know people have talked about, you know, which is interesting to me. I've had a few clients, not so much friends or colleagues, but across my travels, people that have said, oh, we have to vote for a woman, or we have to vote for an African-American or, you know, a black guy. And I'm like, you know, let's not talk about gender or race. Let's vote for who has the real deal, who has the ideals and the policies that are going to bring us into this new millennium, who has that resonance. It's beyond, to me, beyond race or gender. I think we have to get beyond that. So
right. Oh, yeah, right? Exactly. The fact, though, that they are in the picture for the first time, I think is representative of the fact that there have been less tolerance. There
mm-hmm.
has been less tolerance for anything that's different, you know, in terms of what you were just saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
about
good point.
Kind of expanding and broadening the whole viewpoint and allowing something that's a little different,
mm-hmm.
not the minor, you know, the mainstream minority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soon cutting edge will be mainstream. We won't
right.
be fringe.
Yes.
Those of you who are listening, you're not going to be the fringe anymore. We're going to be yoga, meditation, you know, people will be more psychic, more telepathic. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun playground.
Yes, and it feels so much lighter.
Yeah.
That feels so much lighter when you describe that.
Now, what do you think of John McCain? Now, where his chart, I want to kind of touch on him.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, but what do you see in his chart? And let's start with, because I'm curious, sun, moon, and...
Yes. Well, John McCain's sun sign is in Virgo, along with two other planets. So he has a stellium in Virgo. He has his sun in the 11th house, which that's going to broaden... that Virgo energy, you know, Virgo is going to be a little bit more subjective. The 11th house certainly has a way of expanding that.
Mm-hmm.
His moon sign is in Capricorn, down in the 4th house.
Interesting, they both have their moon in the 4th house.
Yes,
what
exactly.
do you make of that?
Yeah, well,
that's not an easy placement, 4th house moon.
Well, actually, it's comfortable there because it rules the 4th house.
Oh, okay.
So it's the sign.
You don't find it
that
over emotional?
The moon in Capricorn is not the easiest place.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the 4th house. So there's definitely, I think it's safe to say that there's probably been some changes in the home life, you know, growing up. Lot of emphasis on need for security, definitely brings in a lot of the traditional values,
mm-hmm.
you know, very sensitive, but again, very strong family value focus there, mm-hmm. traditional values.
If the moon is there, it would be more
well, not
family.
Just the moon in the fourth, but that Capricorn.
Okay.
It almost gives it kind of a double whammy, so to speak, emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to still bring him back to being a little more traditional than Barack.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, they do have the same house with their moon, but they're in one's Gemini, one's Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini, of course, is going to be a lot lighter, a lot more intellectual. Where Capricorn is going to be pretty no-nonsense, excellent for business and good judgment, but still more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
Yeah.
Moons,
well, you know, it's interesting because you've got the stellium in Virgo, right? The sun,
mm-hmm.
Neptune,
and
Venus.
Right.
So that's kind of telling me also, I mean, he's really big into service, isn't he?
He's definitely... someone who also
and those of you
who
are just tuning
ethic.
In, we're talking with astrologer, numerologist, and transpersonal hypnotherapist Diane Lerner, and we were looking at Barack Obama and John McCain's astrological chart and numerically through numerology to see, you know, how is their energy playing in or fitting into this awakening, this global, universal shifting that we're all in. So. Just wanted to identify that, Diane.
Okay.
So that's interesting. So very much in the service.
Mm-hmm. And he also has his Saturn in the sixth house of Virgo in Pisces. So that's going to emphasize it also. It again brings in that dynamic of practicality, you know, the work and the service, the earth, with the more compassionate, you know, more expanded view.
Mm-hmm.
So even the planets in his 12th house are also going to bring in more of that kind of universal, compassionate energy, which is really good. We definitely want to see those types of things in a person that's running for president, someone who has a more unitarian or universal viewpoint. His rising sign is Libra, which is certainly good for the charisma, relating to people, being able to kind of diplomatically reach agreements. So very good for that. He also has some very powerful planets in his house of career, Pluto and Mars.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
So what is Pluto and Mars
in
Pluto,
house,
for people tuning in, that's like transformation, right? Pluto, what would
Pluto
that be?
Pluto gives a lot of power. It's great for big business. It's great for management. The Mars is excellent for leadership. Now, I want to note, John McCain does have a little bit of a reputation for having a volatile temper. His Mars squares Uranus.
So what would that mean then? You see it in the chart?
It's definitely here. It's absolutely here. Mars square Uranus is a volatile Mars. And he has, you know, been known for having a temper. So that's something you want to watch, you know, in terms of, you know, perhaps rash decisions. He's got a lot of earth in his chart, you know. He's going to be pretty grounded, but that Mars is up in his 10th house of career. So it's something to take note of. You know, we all have our shadows.
Yeah, I know. No ivory towers here, right? No.
Right, exactly.
But so his energy seems very duty, very, it's interesting what you say about that it's reflected in the chart about the temper, and people have said that.
Yes.
What about this, I don't know, so that's in the 10th house, would he be kind of a little control freak with that Pluto there, or not necessarily?
Well, his Pluto is a little bit, it's opposing his moon. There's a little bit of volatility there. You know, it's hard to say how much it shows up. My feeling is that it probably shows up more in his personal life at home, you know, the volatility. I would think that he's probably going to be pretty controlled with managing it, but, you know, it's there, so you know, it could.
It could
well show up.
More. So he's, it's funny because when you see him, of course, like you said, people knew about the temper and that's reflected in his chart. But it's interesting because the veneer, the facade is that he's very steady, very even.
Libra.
Yeah, so the rising.
Yeah, the rising sign representing his mask, his outer personality. You know, what he's portraying to the world. Libra is a wonderfully charming, you know, just a naturally charismatic energy. And so that is the facade that he presents. And, you know, there's a lot of subtleties that aren't revealed in the ascendant. We're all very complex.
Now, what about Barack Obama? What is his rising?
His rising is Aquarius.
Ah, okay.
And again, you know, we're just dealing with it's just a more evolved energy in terms of Aquarius is known for being emotionally detached and objective. It's the universal humanitarian. So if this is the accurate time, which again we're believing that this is from his birth certificate, then I have to love that ascendant for a presidential candidate. I think it's ideal.
Well, especially we're in the Aquarian age, right?
I mean, there's just it's such a an energy of the new age, the new paradigm. You know, a more all-encompassing, you know, higher tolerance. You know, it's just what we want, and it's a reflection again of the generation that we're dealing with now. So, yeah, the qualm I have with Barack, if you know, there is one. Would be the aspect with his Neptune, his sun squaring Neptune, which can create a little bit of the idealism, you know. Which
so
again,
might not
people...
see things. So he's got the sun in the sixth house in Leo,
right.
And then what's Neptune? Would that square would be on Scorpio?
In his ninth. In his ninth, and you know that's that one's house of philosophy and belief system. So he is a you know, he's going to be a very higher-minded, you know, again, idealist, but I feel I'm going to go with the fact that I think he can integrate it and balance it with the other things.
You know what that tells me? I'm going to put my psychic tail on because I look more psychically when I get that vibe. See that? What I hear what I see in this is that there may be things that he wants to do that someone may say, hey, yeah, we'll do that, but we have step A, B, C first, or 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That, right? That he may, yeah, he may want to, because he is so bigger vision, visionary,
yes,
that he may go towards that and get some of the littler steps and then have to, whether he has someone help him do it or he has to do it upon reflection to pull himself back and say, okay, this is the goal, but we need to institute A, B, C first, and then we'll get there. Because with that sun square Neptune, that would definitely make him the cloud of the vision of the you know, let's go for it, we can do it. You know, you know, it's like if you haven't exercised in a while and you know, weekend warrior, you go out for a 5-mile run. It's like, well, maybe we better walk, you know?
Right?
But you don't
do it gradually.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't know that until you're, you know, kind of in the middle of it. Now, what is
exactly.
did you know the John McCain's numerology?
Yes, in fact, it is. It's an 11, but it's a
interesting. They're both 11.
He's a 56-11 too, but they're both 11s.
So he's a 56-11-2, and Barack Obama is 11-2.
29-11-2.
Oh, 29. Okay.
29, yeah.
And again, more of a master number.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's a very altruistic, you know, universal, dealing with the groups, dealing with the big picture, humanitarian.
Now, what's interesting, though, I'm going to go back to little McCain here, because
the
56, what I have found, 56, 11, 2. Yeah, eventually, obviously the 11 is a master number. The 2 has a lot to do with diplomacy, relationship, you know, that kind of thing. But the 56 can sometimes bring domestic issues. That's emotional and domestic issues. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was referring to with that Capricorn moon. I think that there were a lot of changes in the home when he was growing up that created, and I may be stretching this, but I want to say that he very much thrives on security and tradition. It gives a sense of peace of mind for him. It could be a little controlling. And then we think about that Mars square Uranus, you know, that volatile temper.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Well, in that five. Two in the 56-11, it's like wanting
change.
The yeah, the change, don't fence me in, but yet needing the emotional security,
exactly.
Or emotional disruption. Hopefully he does his inner work.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I wonder how much inner work they've been,
yeah,
been
he
doing
needs
here.
In contrast, exactly. And what's interesting with Barack Obama here with the 29-11-2, you've got, again, both of them have with the relationship and the diplomacy with that too, that Libra energy, that, you know, thinking of others, wanting to harmonize. But the 9, to me, is, you know, a summation, you know, obviously ending for the new beginning, but 9 also is that philosopher, the spiritualist. It is about those higher ideals, and what Barack Obama would have to do by looking at this would be able to integrate that into his personal relationships or get people to understand him more with that 2 energy, right? That would be his thing. What's interesting, he doesn't seem to have the emotional issues. You know, not that we obviously don't know. We're going by the chart here, a little disclaimer, but...
Right.
But you can, through the numerology and through the chart, one's issues is more personal, emotional, and Barack, his is, how can I get people to listen or understand me, this philosophy that I see, this spiritual essence that I see, or the spirituality that I have, or I see in you, I see in the world. It's his beliefs. It's his higher expanded beliefs that, or philosophy, that he has to perhaps learn to convey, not just collectively, but I would say with that too there on a personal level.
Yeah. And I think that with a North Node in Leo in the 7th, that's really his mission.
Ah, interesting.
Because, aside from being the Leo, the leader, Leo's associated with creative expression, he has to reach people. You know, the 7th house is people.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing in that cooperative negotiating. Okay, how do you feel? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's the diplomacy. It's the how can we make this work?
Mm-hmm.
International relations.
Mm-hmm.
So
it keeps going
in.
Back to, in his chart, it keeps going back to international relations then.
Yeah, I just see, well, he's got the, that higher, you know, kind of humanitarianism
mm-hmm.
that is really, you know, his makeup, and he needs to bring, he has to channel that through in his relating,
mm-hmm.
With the public.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Barack Obama, if you're listening, you can give us a call or email, and we will show you what's going on with you by your chart.
Oh.
Why? What's the disconnect?
How
that
exciting
is,
would that be? Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Shoot him an email. We by astrology, we can tell you what you need to do. We can
exactly.
offer you some suggestions.
Exactly.
How would you, by looking at Barack's chart, how would you see that he resolves conflict? We saw with McCain with that, you know, Mars, Pluto,
yeah.
and the moon. He has a different way. But how would he be resolving conflict?
Well, you know, he's got... his Venus, his relationship planet, is in Cancer in the 5th house. He's got Mars in Virgo in the 7th. He has a tendency, again, to be, I want to say, a little bit idealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I don't see... I still feel like he's more flexible.
Mm-hmm. So like a talker, negotiator type?
Yeah, yeah. He's going to take into account the other person's perspective, the other person's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Gemini moon, you know, is very great at being able to weigh things and see both sides to things and, you know, bring in that objectivity and interact. I mean, Moon in Gemini wants to interact. You know, how do you feel? Give me your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to be weighing all of that. in his relating. Mm-hmm. I mean, his negotiations, his talks.
You know, what's interesting is that you can see what's going on in the chart. You are seeing it really reflected. You know, and earlier we were talking about no secrets. As we move into this more enlightened age, or live more enlightened and more awake, there's less secrets. It sounds what you see with him is really what you, what's, you know, because a lot of people are saying we're not seeing Barack. You know, I'm not saying that, but I mean, you hear, you know, the legal pundits and so on, and political pundits, that, you know, you're not seeing what's really there. You're not seeing him really. But what I'm getting by what you're saying in the chart, Diane, is we are seeing what's really there. He is really this, you know, negotiator, talker type, this diplomat.
Yeah, and I really think, too, that it's what I do think that there's a, for lack of sounding Pollyannish, at the risk of sounding kind of Pollyannish, I do think there's a purity or an authenticity there.
Mm-hmm. And is that Neptune energy, the Neptune square
of
Sun?
Yeah, it's the Neptune. It's the Virgo. Aquarius is certainly not one to hide their foibles. I mean, everyone has them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying he's, you know, this, you know, saint or anything. I'm sure his wife Michelle knows for sure.
Right.
But in terms of his dealings with the public and what he's presenting to us as a candidate, I mean, time will tell. I don't think there's any major skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a huge statement to make,
mm-hmm.
you know. But
well, it doesn't look like it by the chart.
I think he's more open. I think he's more open is what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty open. Yeah.
And what do you make of the Mars and Virgo and the Pluto and Virgo? What is that in the seventh?
Yeah, that again just reemphasizes that intense drive and focus, and it's in Virgo. So he's going to be very meticulous about his negotiations again in the seventh house.
Yeah, it's interesting. Both, you know, Obama and McCain. The Virgo energy, they're definitely in this about service, you know, obviously doing it in a different way, right?
Yes.
What do you see in the chart, like John McCain's service? What's his idea of service, and what's Barack Obama's idea of service? How do they want to serve?
How do they want to serve? Well,
because they both have this Virgo. I mean, the other one, like John McCain's is in the 11th and 12th. And then, I'm going to go back to that. Maybe I'm going to answer my own question. Because I see, you know, with the Barack, it seems, again, in that relationship, that diplomacy, because it's in the seventh house, it's in a way
a little
motivated.
More one-on-one.
Yeah.
I think I have the answer.
Okay.
The seventh house, again, he's taking his vision and his dream, and he is bringing it into his relationships more one-on-one. And that's, again, why I think going to the tables internationally, he is going to be very powerful at that.
Yeah.
I think he's going to excel at that more so than what we've experienced thus far.
Yeah, especially I go back to that part of, yeah, that part of fortune in Sag in the 10th, you know, 8 degrees, and then also the North Node in Leo in the 7th. He really is that diplomat. And what's interesting, see, with all that, the 11 energy, the 2 energy, the Virgo there, as well as the 7th house, it's also about inspiring others to do the right thing, or to, right,
yeah.
Or like you say, go to the table, let's talk about it, let's negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
he can be powerful there in that role with that Mars-Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the details. Let's look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that Mars, Pluto, and Virgo is about.
Which, if you look at what his individual message out to the collective has got people individually thinking and doing things differently. And so he is kind of like that great inspirer. Mm-hmm. But I like what you're saying, that it's the real deal. I mean, in the chart, that is really what he's about, and that he does have the strength, the fortitude with that Virgo energy to follow through, to keep with it. It's,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Yes, he's got like, let's see, 7 fixed planets,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty marked number. I mean, that's, you know, it's a powerhouse when it comes to determination, persistence. I mean, he's not going to bolt under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, even though there's that idealism, the visions and the dreams, I still think he's got the grounding to, you know, to manifest. And the one other interesting thing is I also have the United States chart.
Oh, okay.
Our country's chart. And just to refresh our memories here, our United States chart, the sun is in Cancer, the moon is in Aquarius, and we've got Sag rising. The moon in Aquarius conjuncts Barack Obama's ascendant. And that's why I think the public, our country, he's representing, again, it's his rising sign, right? He
mm-hmm.
is representing what is compatible with our country. It's our moon.
He's like the reflector of that, or the...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. It's compatible with our lunar energy, the country's lunar energy, the moon. So that, I think, has a big bearing on his popularity.
Mm. So do you think it's like emotionally or on that subtle level, people, because what are emotions? It's energy and motion, that people are wanting this Aquarian energy anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, that maybe it's not conscious or, you know, coming
yeah.
from like analyzing, but people are feeling that. Maybe, you know.
Exactly.
Right?
I agree, yeah. And I think, you know, he is, I think it's time, you know, the question has come up, is our country ready
mm-hmm.
for him? You know, is this his time? And his new year, and interestingly enough also, Michelle, both of their birthdays are in August.
Mm.
You may have noticed that. One's, of course, you know, Virgo, and one's Leo. But Barack's birthday, which both of them, they'll have a birthday before the November election, he will move into a 22-4.
Barack Obama will.
Yes.
A master number.
Which
wow.
A master number, building a foundation for the future number.
Wow. And McCain?
And McCain is going to, he's currently in a number one cycle right now. He's going to move into his two. So
going from a one to a two. So it's,
yeah.
I just see him
not
more
as
personal.
Strong.
Yeah,
not
as strong.
It's not certainly a bad energy.
No,
because
it's something
with.
New and reaching
it's
out
new,
to others.
It's preparing. It's getting, you know, the country ready. But that 22 is a master number, so... we'll see.
Well, it's all new, as well as the show is new, Awakenings. It's been airing on CosmicDimensions.com every Saturday and Sunday, and now we're going to be on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm really, you know, the people that emailed and IM'd in really appreciate it. It's great. And those that are listening, I hope you come back and email me. Let me know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. Go to my website, www.selfinlight.com. And remember, you are already enlightened. And we have been talking to Diane Lerner, who is an astrologer, numerologist, and transpersonal and transformative hypnotherapist. You can reach her at PiscesSolutions@Verizon.net. Did I get that right, Diane?
Yes, that's correct.
PiscesSolutions@Verizon.net. And she really specializes, as you saw today, a lot with transformative astrology, but also looking at relationships. How are people individually being affected how the chart reflects that, and then as well as you saw, the individual affecting the collective. It's been great to have you on, Diane.
Oh, it's been fun. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to awakenings. And as I said, it's tracking this converging flow, this mass, collective, and individual awakening. And so I'd like to know, how is the awakening happening for you? How is the awakening personally happening to you? So until next time, keep awake. Diane?
Yes.
Hi. That was quick.
Hi. Should I?
On, but not streaming.
Should I hang up here? We're off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
call
you.
Is it okay to talk on this number, or
yeah,
what do you want me
to? I guess I'll call you back. Bye.
Okay.
I don't know
bye.
If other people are listening. If you're listening, thanks so much. Come back.
Thanks.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.